If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Ray Stanford, and he gave me this book. Now, I've got it held together with elastics today, but it's falling apart. This is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And he said to me, he said, you read anything? And I said, no, I can't read. Now, that wasn't true. I could, not very well, but I could. And he said, you know, after we talked for a while, he said he spent his whole life putting this together. Napoleon Hill did. He said, I think it'd be a very prudent move on your part if you spent the rest of your life trying to understand and apply what's in the book. Well, I mean, that was so far removed from where I was living. Read a book, then read the book. He said, read it every day for the rest of your life. Well, of course, this was all nonsense to me. And he said, listen, your way's not working. Mine is. Now, the guy always had money. He had a lot of money. He was a great, big, happy, healthy guy. Here I was, unhappy, broke, working dumb jobs, always working dumb jobs. I mean, I was losing. And he said, listen, sit down, write out what you want, put it on a card and carry the card in your pocket. Well, on the 21st of October, this past October, I've been doing that for 60 years.
Wow.
And I have a card in my pocket with my goal. One of the goals I set in 1973 was that we would build a company that operates all over the world. Right now, we have a launch going where we are in every country in the world.
Wow.
That's an enormous, I wondered if it would ever happen. Well, our IT department told us that we have made it happen. And
that's awesome.
You know, it's a different way of life that he introduced me to. Anyway, I wrote on the card that I was going to have $25,000 by 1970. I wrote that on the card in 61. You see, I really didn't believe it would happen.
Wow.
And he said, listen, if you read that card every day, it'll happen. Now, I didn't believe it, but I believed he believed it. Now, I learned a couple of things from that. I'd read the card every day, and when you have a goal and you write your goal out, what you're doing is you're painting a picture in words in your mind. And that picture is being impregnated into a group of cells in your brain. When you carry the goal card in your purse or your pocket, every time you put your hand in the pocket and touch it, a light message goes rifling through your central nervous system, strikes those cells in the brain, and the picture of the goal comes on the screen of the mind. You can only think one thing at a time. You can't be thinking problems and your goal at the same time. And if you do that often enough and think of the goal often enough, it's going to happen. Well, you know, I was prepared to do anything at one point, anything honest earned money. And somebody said, there's good money cleaning floors. I said, I'm not proud, I'll clean floors. I started to clean one office in less than 5 years.
Were you passionate about cleaning floors?
Not when I started, no. In fact, not at all. But I became passionate about it because what I did, I built an idea in my mind. I was going to build a business. Everybody thought I was crazy. You're going to clean offices? Yeah. See, I met a guy that told me there was good money cleaning offices. I wasn't proud. I said, I'll clean offices. I started to clean one office, Canada Starch. It was on Comstock Road in Toronto. I got $30 a month, $15 a time for washing the floor. 5 years later, I was cleaning offices in Toronto, Montreal, Boston, Cleveland, Atlanta, and London, England. I was earning over $1 million a year.
Wow.
Things changed. And they changed so dramatically. They started to change very fast. And I've analyzed why. If you're in debt and your goal is to get out of debt, you'll probably stay in debt forever, because whatever you think about, you're going to attract. I kept reading this card that got me thinking of earning money. You say, well, weren't you thinking of that before? No, I wasn't. I was thinking of debt. I wasn't thinking of earning money. And I switched from thinking of debt to thinking of earning money. And since I was thinking about it, I started to hear people talk about it. And I heard people talk about it. That made me think about it. And I started to understand something about money that most people don't understand. School doesn't teach us how to earn money. There's very few places where you go and learn how to earn money.
Right.
And I've just never stopped studying it. Now, I was living in England. I had business in these different places, but I moved over there and I was living there while I started the company. And I was earning over $1 million a year. I'd go down to the Playboy Club on Park Lane and play roulette. I didn't care if I lost because I knew where the money was. And I was being very irresponsible. One day, I asked myself, how the hell did this happen? My life had changed so dramatically. And I couldn't answer the question. I didn't know how it happened. And I started to think, well, somebody has to know. I had been raised to believe if you're going to earn a lot of money, you've got to be really smart. I wasn't very smart. I knew I wasn't very smart, but I was earning a lot of money. I was raised to believe if you don't go to school, you can't get a good job. I'd only gone to high school for 2 months. Wow. I didn't have a good job. I owned the whole company. So I started to question everything that I'd been taught. It took me 9.5 years, but in the 9.5 years, I figured out exactly how and why my life changed. And when I figured it out, all I wanted to do was teach it. And that's all I've been doing ever since.
That's so powerful.
We teach it all over the world. Yeah.
That's so powerful. So in your, I mean, what an amazing story. In your experiences, is it as simple as the person that doesn't have the amount of money that they want is just simply because they're not focused on thinking about making money and they're focused on debt or bad things or things they don't want? Is it really that simple, or are there more?
Yeah, it's that simple. It's that
simple. Wow.
However, it's not simple switching. That's the difficult thing. See, we're really programmed. We have we know we've got programs on our phones. We have them on our computers.
Right.
We know that. And if we think about it, we would know that the people that write the code for these programs, they're really smart guys. They know what the hell they're doing. But when we start to understand the program that's in our own subconscious mind, that's controlling everything in our life, and when we really start to understand it, we start to understand the people that wrote the code for that program had no idea what they were doing.
That's a great point.
And it's controlling our life.
Yeah.
That program started at the moment of conception. All mom's DNA and dad's DNA came together, and that became you. And then after mother gave birth to us, we became a product of the environment. And most people grow up to live the way the people they were surrounded by as kids. And they don't usually change. They say they're going to change because they don't like the results, but they don't know how to change. School doesn't teach us how to change. In fact, school puts us on the wrong track. Generally, we attract to us people that are very much like ourselves. That's how the law of attraction works. It's energy that's in harmony will attract. And so we usually mix with people that don't know any more than we know.
Can you expand on you feel that school puts us on the wrong track? Like, what do you?
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
We grow up believing that the big deal is go to college and get the degree. Well, if we did some research, I mean, some real serious research, went out and took all the people that went to college and got a degree and then see how they're living, very few of them are making it happen. And when we take a look at all the people that are really making it happen, probably half of them did go to college and get a degree, and the other half may have never seen the inside of an educational institution. Like, I had 2 months high school. I teach mental health to psychiatrists. How the hell do you figure that out? You see, I have studied how the mind functions with some of the smartest people in the world. And I'm very good at it because that's all I do. And you can always tell by the results that people get. School doesn't teach us to get results. School teaches us nothing about earning money. School teaches us very little about ourselves. And we end up on the wrong track. A person comes out with a degree and a debt, usually.
Right.
A respectable amount of debt. And they've got to pay it. You can't bankrupt your school debt. It's almost pathetic when you stop and look at it in the light of truth. And we're still doing it. We're still promoting that kind of concept, you know.
Absolutely. So if what might be some steps, I mean, someone could take your story and say, okay, start writing goals, right? Start, you know, studying, start focusing on more. What are some, you know, suggestions that you would have if someone's on here not making the kind of money that they want, they feel like they've been trying for a long time, but they're just for whatever reason not making it happen?
Well, trying doesn't do it. You know, first of all, you've got to decide where you're going. You've got to take the card and write down what you want. And that's where it starts. What do you want? What do you seriously want? Not what do you think you can get, not what can you afford, where you are, the amount of money you're earning, the job you've got, where you're living has nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. It's what do you want? See, I personally believe, Ray, that you and I are God's highest form of creation. We are spiritual beings. Our spiritual DNA is perfect. There's perfection right at the core of our being. We are a soul. We don't have one. And the soul is always for expansion and fuller expression. There's something in us that wants us to do more. If we run, we want to run faster. If we jump, we want to jump higher. If we sell, we want to sell more. That is inherent within the human. Spirit always is for expanding itself in a greater way. And we are spiritual beings. So wants are always coming into our mind. And we don't want to get, we want to grow. Wants cause us to grow. Wants cause us to gain a better understanding of who we are and what makes us tick and the laws that govern our being. So the first place a person's got to go is, what do they really want? And they don't have to know how to get it. In fact, if they know how to get it, it's probably not good enough. Because if you already know how to get it, you're going sideways. You're not growing. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know where the money's going to come from. I tell a story in the book, Born Rich, about a couple that wanted to buy a house. And I said, go buy the house. They said, well, we can't buy a house. We haven't got any money. And I said, you don't need any money. And they said, what do you mean we don't need any money? I said, you haven't made a decision to buy the house. What the hell do you need the money for? You see, we let our present results control our thinking. Right. We're living from the outside in. We let the broadcasters, we let the economy, we let our present results control our thinking. But we started off in school, we got a report card, and the report card tells us what kind of student we are. The teacher believed it, our parents believed it, and we believe it. The report card didn't tell you what kind of student you are at all. The report card told you where your mind was at maybe 3 weeks ago when you wrote some exams.
Right.
Because it had nothing to do with your potential or who you are. But nobody taught us that. And if we don't get it, we're sunk. So if anybody's listening to this and you're really stuck, you're in a bad place, Understand that's not a bad place. That is just a place. You made it bad. Right. Nothing's good or nothing's bad, except our thinking makes it so. Take your pen and sit down and write out what you want, but write it in the present tense. Like, I'm so happy and grateful now that, and write it in the present tense. Yeah. That's where you start. And then you only think of how to do it. You don't spend any time thinking of why you can't. And it'd probably be a good idea to stop and think, I wonder who has got results like this. Go ask them what they think you should do. I started. Here, hold the line a minute. I'll show you where I started.
Please, yeah.
Recording the magic word is the first of 12 you'll receive in this series titled How You Can Lead the Field in the Modern World. Before we start, I'd like you to know that I'm not going to try to tell you how to live your life. That's none of my business, nor is it anybody else's business. That's your business. Nor is this Lead the Field program a collection of pleasantries, platitudes, or Pollyanna. It is a summation of more than 20 years of research on one subject, and that is, why do some people do so well in life, while so many more do not? And the first thing let's talk about is the magic word. The experts call it the most important word as far as the results we get from life are concerned in this or any other language. And that word is attitude.
I'll tell you, I figured out how to change.
Awesome.
How I changed. I listened to these records every day. I drove around in the car. This is a battery-operated record player, balancing that in the car. That's not an easy thing to do. It's a damn good way to get in an accident.
Yeah, it's not a walk.
At any rate, I did that, and I did it for years. I still listen to it. I started to listen in 1961. I still listen to it.
That's amazing.
I went to work with Earl Nightingale.
Yeah.
I went from earning over $1 million a year. I took a job for $18,000 a year. I was prepared to pay them to let me work there. I wanted to work beside him. I wanted to get to know him. I wanted to learn what he did. See, if somebody's listening and they're not winning and they're in network marketing, what you should do is go and study with the people that are the best. Do exactly what they tell you. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to believe it, but you've got to do it. And that's exactly what I did. I was with Lloyd Conant one time. When I first went to work there, I was living in Canada, and I was moving to Chicago. I had to wait for a green card. So I was living in a hotel. I couldn't come back to Canada. I couldn't leave the States. It's a bit of a funny rule they got with green cards. Lloyd Conant used to invite me over to his home for dinner frequently. And he was Earl's partner.
Yeah.
And I learned as much from Lloyd as I did from Earl. But I was having dinner with him one night, and I said, Lloyd, how did you start this company? They didn't start a company. They literally started an industry. Nightingale Conant started the personal development industry in recorded fashion as we know it today. And he said, I got this little book, and I sat and I read it all weekend. All of a sudden, I didn't give a damn how we started the company. I wanted to know what the book was.
Yeah, amen.
And he got it for me. This is the book. This book was written in 1915. This book changed my life. I've never stopped studying it.
And which book is that one?
The Science of Getting Rich.
Got it. Waddles.
Wallace D. Waddles. And I started to study it. I thought if he did that to build this company, I'll study it. I'll understand it. I understand Think and Grow Rich. I've read this every day now for 60 years.
And show that book again, because we've had a lot of people join us since we started. This is his copy of Think and Grow Rich. How impressive is that? That's fun. Amazing.
Holy, the pages are falling out of it.
You know? Yeah. That's impressive.
I've read this every day for 60 years. And I'll read it for another 60 if I live for another 60 years. I just never stop reading it.
It's awesome.
But I started studying Science of Getting Rich. See, what I really wanted to understand money. It's something everybody needs and hardly anybody understands.
Right.
And I teach it. And what I put a program together on this that I've taught all over the world.
Yep.
The science of getting rich. Anyone gets that program and studies it every day, I guarantee you they'll earn millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Earning money is a simple thing. I was talking to a doctor down in Phoenix one day in a seminar. This is 2 or 3 years ago now, I guess. And he told me he was thinking of leaving the profession. I said, why would you do that? Well, I said, the medical profession is all messed up. He said, you got to put in more time to earn less money. And I said, well, I've heard that. And I said, well, why did you become a doctor? Well, he said, I love it. And I said, well, what the hell would you quit for?
Right.
I said, the secret of life is figure out what you love to do and then dedicate your life to it. I said, you know where your error is? You think you earn money by going to work. That's the very worst way to earn money. You think, well, doctors earn good money, lawyers earn good, so you chose to be a doctor. I said, you don't earn money by working. You earn money by providing service. You can earn more money when you're sleeping than you can spend when you're awake, if you know what you're doing. You earn money by providing service. There's two sources of income in life. One's satisfaction and the other's money. The money is the material medium that we use for other people's products or services. But when you're doing what you love, you get the other reward, and that's satisfaction.
Right.
And if you want to be a satisfied individual, you're going to do what you love doing.
Amen. Love it.
I remember first time I went and visited Earl Nightingale before I went to work with him in 1966. And I spent an hour with him when I was leaving. I said, Earl, what's the big deal? I mean, what's the secret? You know? Well, he said, there isn't any big deal. He said, it's simply a matter of deciding what you love to do and dedicate your life to it. He said, the problem with most people is they've never figured out what they love to do.
Right.
I got excited right at that moment. I knew exactly what I would love to do. I thought, I'd love to do what you're doing. And I'd love to do it with you.
It's awesome.
That was in 1966. 1968, I was his vice president of sales. It was a rich, rewarding experience. I spent five years there. It was absolutely incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I got a couple takeaways. One, I love what you said of we really want to grow. And, you know, I kind of took it as, but sometimes we look at the, you know, the results that we're getting, and that's what makes us unhappy. But we really do want to grow. And I definitely, you know, feel that.
Yeah.
Number two, you said, you know, it's nothing's good or bad. It's just whatever we make of it. And
right.
I think back to, you know, to my situation when I got serious about network marketing, which was after I lost it all in real estate, you know, so July 14th, which is my birthday, July 14th, I'm foreclosure, dead broke, $1 million in debt, chased by bill collectors, deeply depressed, drinking heavily. July 15th, I'm in the exact same status, but I got somewhere I'm going, and it was no longer painful. And so it was the same, all the circumstances, not one of those changed, but on July 15th is when I found a vision of where I was going, and all that pain went away. And so I absolutely agree with that. There's people in here that have, you know, pain, and they have present pain, but if they can just catch a vision of where they want to go and what they truly want, I believe that the circumstances may stay the same, at least right now, but the pain won't be there.
You know, Ralph Waldo Trine wrote a great book, In Tune with the Infinite.
Mm.
And in that book, he said, nothing is good or bad except your thinking makes it so. There's a law of life called law of polarity. That law decrees everything as an opposite. I'm inside the studio. There'd be no inside if there wasn't an outside. You couldn't have an up without a down. You couldn't have a hot without a cold. Well, he says, nothing's good or bad except your thinking makes it so. The truth is, everything just is. It just is. If you go and ask the theologian, where's God? What is God? He says, God is. That's it. That's all they can tell you. The most astute theologian in the world, that's all they can is God is. You go and ask the scientist, What's energy? It's energy is. That's it. They don't even know what energy is. It is. That's it. Well, everything that happens in our life, it just is. And then our perception of it is going to dictate whether it's good or bad. If we look for the good, we're going to find it. If we look for the bad, we're going to find that. Well, we have to train ourselves. We have to program ourselves to look for the good. And you're going to find it.
Love it.
It's a simple concept, but it's not an easy one to do because our programming has us looking at the outside. When we see something, we look at immediately, think, how much money have we got? How much does that cost? That's a stupid thing to do. Do I want it or don't I?
Right.
If you want it, you make a decision, you're going to get it. You know that is the only prerequisite for making a decision. Do I want it? Do I want to do it? Do I want to be it? Do I want to have it? Want. That is the only prerequisite. That's why the super successful make decisions very fast. And they change them very slow if when they change them at all. They don't need to gather all kinds of information. They don't have to do research. They don't have to go and ask a whole bunch of people. See, the truth is most people hardly ever learn how to make a decision. They don't. And that's why they run around saying, what do you think I should do? People are raised at home. Their parents make the decisions for them. And then they grow up. You think at a certain age, they'll just start making decisions. No, they won't. If you don't teach them how to make decisions when they're growing up, they're still not going to know how to make decisions.
Right.
I have three kids. I've never made a decision for them. They've always had to make their own decisions. Wasn't too easy for them at times, but I made them make their own decisions. They know how.
It's powerful.
Yeah. It is a powerful concept that most people don't understand, you know.
I wanted to comment on one more thing here. You talked about you were making $1 million a year, and then you went, to work with Nightingale and went to $18,000 a year. And, just for someone to downgrade their image, their income and all those different things to step back. That's such a rare thing. Most people that get to $100,000 a year, would be way too proud to do that sort of thing. But you saw the growth there. You're like, hey, if I want to grow, that's the best way. Is that right?
Oh, listen, if you really want to enjoy life, if you really want to be successful, you got to study. And if you don't, you're stuck where you are. Our objective in life is to gain a greater awareness of who we are, what we are, and where we are. And the only way to get that is through study. Well, there's many forms of study. Get a book, study it. Go and work with someone and study them. And I've done that with some brilliant people. I have had some absolutely incredible mentors. And I think I could say that whatever success I enjoy, I could contribute to the mentors that I've had. But I've disciplined myself to do exactly what they told me. The first guy, he said, do exactly what I tell you and read this book. Read it every day for the rest of your life. And he gave me good logic behind it. I don't know how much I paid attention to logic in those days, but he said, this is the composite of 500 of the world's most brilliant people. And he said, Hill found there was a golden thread running through their life. He was mentored by Andrew Carnegie. It was Carnegie that got him to do this. Carnegie introduced him to all these people. And there is a golden thread running through their lives, and they all live by law. This whole universe operates by law. The law is God's modus operandi. It's how everything happens. Right outside of my studio is a beautiful tree, and it's a Japanese maple. Now, there's no leaves on it right now, but the leaves will be coming out shortly, and they're a real deep browny red. And as the season goes on, by fall, they're scarlet red, and then they fall off the tree. And it's a process. I've watched it go on here for over 30 years. And it happens every year. And you can set your watch by it because that's the way the law works. Winter never follows winter. Night always follows day. These are laws. Well, when we understand the laws and apply them to our life, we can write our own ticket, whatever you want, you can get it. Anything you want. That's how we got to the moon. When John Kennedy asked Dr. Wernher von Braun, what would it take to build a rocket that would carry a person on the moon and bring him back safely to Earth? He answered him in five words in about 10 seconds. He said, the will to do it.
Love that.
Well, the will is one of our higher faculties. I give your audience something to think about. I want you to think of this for a moment. We are the only creature on the planet that's totally disoriented in our environment. All of the other little creatures on the planet are completely at home in their environment. They blend in. They operate by instinct, which is perfect. We had instinct removed. We have been given higher faculties. We're totally disoriented in our environment. Unlike the little animals that are complete at home in their environment, we're totally disoriented. And that is because we have been given the ability to create our own environment. And we have these higher faculties. Now, does your audience know what those higher faculties are? Because they're what make you the human that you are. There's what makes you the creative being that you are. You have six higher faculties. Now, we know we can hear, see, smell, taste, touch. There are sensory factors, and they're hooked up as long as you live in a physical body and correspond with the material world, we'll use them. What are the higher faculties? You probably won't find more than one or two people out of 100 that know them and can tell you how to develop them. I'll let you off the hook. You have perception, the will, reason, imagination, memory, and intuition. Now, your intuition is what picks up energy and reads it. I've talked to you on the phone once before. I've talked right now.
Yep.
We've been on the phone here for maybe half hour.
Yep.
Okay. I could tell you a lot of things about you. If I talked to your wife, she would tell me that you got a stubborn streak in you about that wide.
Yep.
Wide as the room. Now, the good side of that is it's persistent. You're a very left-brained guy. You operate from the left hemisphere of your brain. If I was selling you something, you told me you couldn't afford it. I know what you're really saying is, Bob, you haven't made me want what you've got yet. You always have a few bucks stuck away for a rainy day. You're never going to be broke. Now, I don't know how much you got stuck, but you got something stuck away for a rainy day. You like a lot of order around yourself, but you don't necessarily like to create it all yourself. So you'll direct people to do it. They bit sometimes, but they do it. Well, I could keep going. If I took you out for dinner, I would take you where you could get your teeth into something substantial. Maybe not a lot, but something meat and potatoes. You want something solid, you see? And I could keep going. You're a very physical guy, and you're working at a non-physical type of work. So every now and then, you may go knock walls down just for recreation, you see? I could keep going and tell you all kinds of things about yourself. And I can read your energy just like a book. Everyone is a mass of energy. The body is. And it casts off a ray of energy. Well, one of those higher faculties is intuition. Intuition gives you the ability to pick up energy and read it. It's phenomenal. I've been working at developing my intuition for years. But I develop all the higher faculties. A good friend, Wayne Dyer. Wayne and I were good friends for a long time. He's gone now, God bless him. But he said something one time. He said, when we change the way we look at something, what we look at changes. And that's so true. That's perception. Your perception gives you your point of view. But when we learn these higher faculties and learn how to develop them, our whole life starts to change. Most people don't know they have them, let alone how to develop them. So they're living through their senses. I have a little dog here in the studio. That little dog can see, hear, smell, taste, touch. Same as me. Archibald MacLeish had a character stand up in a play one time called Secret of Freedom. And the character stands up in a play and he says, The only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. Everything else you'll find in a pig or a horse.
Mm.
Right. Most people don't understand much about their mind.
That's powerful.
And that's because school doesn't teach us much about it.
Right.
You know.
Well, we appreciate that you teach it.
I love it.
Yeah. It's inspiring, man. Everything that you've done, and I just really appreciate all that you do for so, so many people. I did want to, let me see, one more thing. A couple of books that were mentioned because some people have been asking. His book he reads every day, Think and Grow Rich. He did mention The Science of Getting Rich, and he mentioned In Tune with the Infinite. So just to answer some of those questions. And then if you are digging this, like I'm digging this, I do want to let you know about an additional training that Bob has put together. And you can, it's a free training. You can check it out and it will help you with learning how to change your vibration energy toward moving toward, you know, becoming rich and becoming more wealthy and understanding what it takes. You can register for that if you would like at higdengroup.com/rich, higdengroup.com/rich. Anything you'd like to add to that, Bob, on that training?
Well, that training is really how money's earned. It's on The Science of Getting Rich. It's based on this book. You can buy the book.
Sure.
There's probably some place where you get the book for nothing. But I've been studying it since 1966, every day. And I've taken and I've turned a program on it. All the laws of the universe are in the program. They're not in the book. They're all the way through the book. But I've just never stopped studying it. It's a program there's no telling you what it can be worth to a person because it'll change their life. You see, if we don't follow the path of people that have demonstrated that they know what they're doing, we're probably going to stay where we are. There would be small incremental movements. I think earning a lot of money is very important. A lot of people put it down. They'll say money's not everything.
Sure.
Well, that's true. It's not everything, but what are you going to compare it with? It's a medium of exchange that's used for other products and services. Money will give you a degree of freedom that nothing else is going to give you. It will not make you a better person. In fact, it'll make you more of what you already are. If you're not a nice person, you'll become despicable. If you are a nice person, you'll become a nicer person. I earn a lot of money. I give a lot of money away. And I really buy into that idea. Giving. You should willingly give and graciously receive. We build schools in Africa. I have a business partner, Sandy Gallagher, and we build a new school in Africa every other week. Wow. And we've been doing that now for a few years. There's thousands of children over there that are getting an education that never would have got one had we not be earning a lot of money. So we earn a lot, we give a lot away. And I think that's what it's for. Live the way you want to live. I think you should live in comfort. You're God's highest form of creation. You should be very comfortable. But then give it away. But give it in areas where it's going to do really good, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
One of my early mentors who passed away a few years ago, Mark Hoverson, he used to say, your poverty is serving no one. And I just really resonate that to always think about, okay, what's the opposite, right? So if wealthy is people are saying are bad, okay, well, what's the opposite? Well, that doesn't help anybody. And so I love what you said there. And I love his saying too.
You know, Doug Weed is a good friend of mine. He's Doug's very much into politics. He was an assistant to President Bush. And he tells about a time when he was in a seminary and he went on a hunger strike and he wasn't going to eat anything until they stopped some war in Vietnam or something. And he said one day he went into the cafeteria and he went and picked up his plate and set it down. And he'd been doing this for a while. And he realized that empty plates don't feed hungry people.
Mm-hmm.
he was going about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Money is a phenomenal instrument. You can do a lot of good with it. I think money enables you to extend the service you render far beyond your own physical presence. I built a studio. The timing was rather ironic. I made up my mind 4 years ago, I built a studio. This is the studio I'm in is in my backyard.
It's awesome.
We can broadcast all over the world from here. We have multiple cameras. Scott Edwards, who's the studio director, right now is in Manchester, England, and he's running this from Manchester on his computer.
Awesome.
He can control all the cameras. He can do editing in the control room here. This room I'm in is a floating cell. It's a building in the building, so it's all soundproof.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal place. It's I had a couple of guys in from a TV station one day, and I said, it's sort of like a TV station. They said, no, Bob, this is a TV station. And we use this. We broadcast all over the world now.
That's amazing.
And it is. And we couldn't have done that if we didn't have money.
That's true.
And if we didn't have the money, we couldn't have built the studio. And if we didn't have the money, we wouldn't be able to operate the studio. So we wouldn't be able to broadcast all over the world. So we're going into areas where there were people who would never get this information.
Wow.
And it's very, very important. You know, the HagmanGroup.com/rich that you've got on the screen, everybody that can hear my voice should go there. And they should sign up for the program, The Science of Getting Rich, and study it. Study it every day. See, I'm in here in the studio early every morning. When Ray got me to read this, I followed everything that he told me to do. Now, he didn't tell me what to eat or what time to go to bed and things like that. But he told me what to do insofar as developing myself was concerned. And he said, Bob, set aside an hour every day. And he said, a good time to do it is early in the morning. And he said, you know, think about it, Bob. Doctors operate early in the morning. They do their rounds in the hospitals early in the morning. Their hand is steady early in the morning. The patient's more receptive early in the morning. He said, that's a great time to learn. And I said, if you will allocate 1 hour a day, that's 9 40-hour weeks of concentrated study in a year.
Mm.
As you know, you could become a neuroscience in a couple of years if you'll do that.
Right.
And I started to do that. And that was way back in the early 60s. And I've always done it.
It's awesome.
I have a beautiful library here in the studio. I have another one in the house. I just think everybody should study. Because study is the only way to develop the soul. And you are a soul. And you want to become greater. You want a greater awareness. And studies don't. Now, there's many forms of study. You can study by watching another person. I've done that a few occasions. Bill Gove was a great speaker. Bill was my coach. Earl Nightingale, Lloyd Conant. You know, these people were wise. They had demonstrated by results. They knew what they were talking about. So I never argued with them. I didn't ask them why I should do it. I just did exactly what they said.
Powerful.
I knew they weren't going to send me down the wrong road. And I knew they wouldn't lie to me. Ray Stanford, the guy who gave me this book, and he's gone now, God bless him. In fact, all my mentors are gone. He said, do exactly what I tell you until you find out that I'm lying or I don't know what I'm talking about. I said, Bob, I don't lie, and I do know what I'm talking about. And I tell that to people. That's exactly what I do. And, you know, it's what I think it's a good rule to follow.
For sure.
In sense. I don't care how broke a person is, Ray. I don't care how much trouble they're facing. What they want to understand is that there's something incredible within them. I believe God hardwired every one of us to do something exceptional with our life. And if we want to go through life with a feeling of satisfaction every day when we lay down, put our head in a pillow, then we've got to be doing what we love. And we've got to give it everything we've got. And we've got to keep studying ourselves because we know that we can do better than we're doing. And I don't care how well you're doing, you can do better. Better is such a beautiful word. You know?
I love it. I know how busy you are, so I really appreciate you coming on here. If you want more Bob, which who wouldn't, check out HigdonGroup.com/rich. Thank you so much for the impact you've made on me and the impact you've made on our audience today. We really appreciate you taking your time out and really appreciate you, man.
It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.